Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, welcome to Real Talk, Real Politics. I'm Marty Smith. I've been away from the mic for about 3 days. And you know, when you're not on the mic, sometimes you lust for the mic. And then when you're on the mic, you wish you was off the mic. Funny how that works out. Got a lot to talk about in the world of politics, because the last time I aired my viewpoints and my rant on politics, something totally different was going down. So now that everybody's dropped out of the race on the Republican side, with the exception of Donald Trump, we have a whole new day. Okay, and we opened this set with Changes, Tupac, and it's funny. I recall that when President Obama was elected, I talked to my mother and my grandmother that day. My mother asked me a question about asked me basically how I felt about it, and I added that I wish this was the day he was sworn in. I wish that Malcolm X and Tupac were still alive to see it. Even in this song, Changes, Tupac says that we're not ready to see a black president. And having seen 8 years of one, Pac, I can safely say that presidential is presidential. It wouldn't matter if you're black, pink or green, white. It ain't really going to matter what your gender is, because at the end of the day, the protocol is set. There's a lot to be said about the legacy of Barack Obama, but this is not what this show's about. Because in part, his legacy gives way to the fact, this is a fact, that now you have Donald Trump, an unseasoned politician, social media savvy, reality talk show, a reality show host and actor, probably 4 heartbeats away from the presidency, if everything plays out today. Meaning, if he does secure the nomination, he's up against Hillary Clinton. I think that in the Republican guise, there is more hate traditionally for Hillary Clinton and the legacy of Bill Clinton than all of 8 years combined with Barack Obama. That's just how this game works out. And it will play out as such. I also believe that Bernie Sanders' resistance to dropping out is in part what time it is. This is what time it is. White men want their country back. Duh. Simple as that. All the back and forth on the Republican side, they are a very problematic party. Everybody dropped out, which is a sign of unity. The candidate calls for unity. The Speaker of the House the next day says, I'm not sure if I'm with his type of unity. Well, what are you with? What are you for? You need to either go down with your ship, Speaker Ryan, like a good captain would, or you need to walk the plank. Simple as that. Same with Bernie Sanders and his supporters. This Bernie or die thing. If Bernie doesn't get the nomination, then they're going to vote for Trump. What? Really? Well, what's the value of being in a party in the first place? So at the core, it reminds us again of Donald Trump's core message. The party, the system, the parties are rigged. The system is rigged. You can get as mad as Jesus about him, but he just told you the system is rigged. I didn't know that Hillary Clinton had gotten so much animus within certain female communities and white communities where it's like, no, we are not going to unite in the party. Well, good Lord, you're not going to unite? What's the purpose of being in the party? What's the purpose of this whole dog and pony show? What is this? What is the purpose of this? Why even go through it? And now since it's collapsed to the point where if you're dumb enough to respond to a tweet by Donald Trump, well, then you are stupid as fuck. Full as that. What were you thinking? They coordinate and plan everything, whether it's a taco bowl or a taco salad. This is one of the first times I really, really agree with Raven Simone on The View this morning, talking about the issue in his tweet. For a certain segment of population, you don't really have many language choices. So you could say Hispanic, you could say Mexican, you could say Latino. We used to say Chicano, and then somebody all of a sudden in the Chicano community and the black community decided, well, we can't say that anymore. Furthermore, I just saw on The View an attorney said that Donald Trump was not part of the American Constitution, and he didn't have the right to send a tweet out. Well, you folks have missed the whole boat. The View needs to actually, if this is their opinion and if they are so pro-democratic in all organizations, need to do voter registration. I have not seen that. I've seen a lot of outrage over bullshit, and I've seen people playing into this tit-for-tat back and forth. But the dude is winning. And part of the tension in the party is part of the, it's just like old school Magic Johnson Lakers, folks. We're losing the game. Came back in the third. Now we're up by 15. 4 minutes left to go in the fourth. Next thing you know, Lakers is down by one. What happened? Traditionally, the Lakers win by one or two or three. At the last minute. But they push it through it. They got to send their emotions up. They got to make you want to call your mama. Make you want to call your pastor. Make you want to just pull all your hair out. Just for a damn win. And this is what is going on in the Republican Party as well as the Democratic Party. I listened to KPFK this morning and they were hot. They were hot on Democrats because Democrats seem to have missed the point. Continue to put a lot of effort into attacking Donald Trump, you will lose. Because Donald Trump is one individual which represents about 50 to 52% of an electorate now. Hello? There are 52% of the populace behind him now. Hello? You can be pissed off all you want, but this is the reality. And this is what the legacy of Barack Obama has gotten us to. Whether you like it or not, the hell up. I need to take a break. Think about it. What if he chooses somebody you can wrap your mind around or like for a vice presidential candidate? Sort of like what Reagan did. People thought Reagan was far out when he was running. The Republicans did not immediately embrace his message and his past history was one of division all the way down to the McCarthy hearing. Who's a communist? Who's not a communist? Just like social media today. Are you pro-gay or you not pro-gay? Are you pro-bathroom? You're not pro-bathroom. You pro-abortion? You're not pro-abortion. You pro red, you pro blue. You pro people or you pro industry? You pro hope or you pro change? I mean, this is, it's gotten to the point. You know what? Sometimes, you know, I get into my rant and then I forget to give you the information, the bottom line. The bottom line. Register and sign below. Lea y firme a continuación. I am a U.S. citizen and I will be at least 18 years on election day and I am not in prison or on parole or for a felon. So when you register to vote, remember, all this protest, all this yip and yap, you have, and I'm going to read it, important, to vote in the election, you must mail or deliver this voter registration card at least 15 days before, at least 15 days before, 15 days before the next election, which is June 6th. Folks, you got about 20 days to get it in. You can get angry. You can get mad. You can get mad at me. Run me off the street, whatever. Get all in my mix. is not going to change the fact that it's coming down to Trump versus Hillary Clinton. And it's not going to change the fact that he has split the nation about 49 to 52.5%, which gives him an actual chance, a statistical chance of taking the White House. New voters who register by mail may have to show their ID at the polling place the first time they vote. Yes, California has voter ID issues as well, and I am not negative to those. We have so many people who can run scams, hack phones, steal identities, that we need to have some type of verification for a new voter. But you have 15 days to register to vote. If you were registered, like I was, in the American Independence Party, and you thought it was the Independence Party, you were mistaken. That party was started by ultra-conservative from the 60s, actually 50s, 60s, Alabama governor and racist, and then change of heart, George Wallace. I just recently changed my party affiliation. I thought I was just being an American in an independent party. No, I was in a independent party called American Independent Party. To be truly independent, no party preference. No, I'm reading from the ballot, from the form. No. When you check no party preference, no, I do not want to choose a political party preference. Box, you may not be able to vote for some party's candidates at a primary election in the United States for U.S. president or party committee. So it's telling you up front, Bernie Sanders, that no party preference means that you may not be able to vote for a president. Donald Trump is right. The system is rigged. No party preference doesn't mean you're not American and shouldn't be able to alter your vote when you only have two leading candidates in the first fucking place. It would be different if all of these other parties, Peace and Freedom Party, AIP, American Independent Party, Green Party, Libertarian Party, Pasta Party, Beer Party, Gangster Party, whatever party it is, they don't have viable candidates that are spending hundreds of millions of dollars to get their name out. So you only end up with literally two candidates. You have the notion that you have freedom here and preference and choice, but the reality is you only have two candidates. And the reality is even if I voted for one of these other nebulous party candidates, no matter how much I love them in the Green Party, or the Pizza Party, or the Black Party, or the Green Party, or the American Independent Party. That vote is just a waste of my time because there are only two people really running statistically. So based on the amount of people that they have already engendered into the system, Hillary and Donald are the most likely two people you will see at the end of the day when it comes to the November ballot. So wasting a vote to make an emotional or political, intellectual issue argument is foolish at this point. This is the rigging that Donald Trump is talking about. I don't like the guy, but I like the fact that he pointed this part out, truly rigged. If you have to register a year in advance in New York, you should have to register a year in advance in Baltimore and all over every city. If you can register 15 days prior in California, you should be able to register 15 days, damn it, prior in Baltimore or New York. The system is rigged. Wake the fuck up. I'm taking a break. No. Real Talk, Real Game on Saturday. You can randomly choose something and upload it and this, that, and the other. Now, mind you, I don't think there's going to be any stuff issues with getting it to the all tests and all that. Just procedural and bureaucracy. Because at the end of the day, everything that I say on Blog Talk Radio, they listen to. And it's okay, and it's a beautiful thing. That's why we've been able to go so long. So we've gotten to the point where folks want us to just put it on iTunes, and we'll get there. I don't know if I'll get there this week or this weekend or within 2 weeks or four, but we will get it up and get it out there. We want to thank you for listening. Tomorrow we have Real Talk, Real Game. We're going to talk briefly about our issues here in California with legalizing marijuana, medical marijuana, and the events, weeks, as well as, you know, we just got to come square tomorrow. And, you know, nobody wants to hear it, but we got to come square with the purple one. Was he doped out? Was he hyped up? You know, let's talk about that tomorrow. Let's get real. We all want to have somebody go out in a certain mental image, but I'm a reality-based man. And so I'll look at the purple one because I was heavily influenced by him. And I have shared with some of his issues, honestly. But I don't plan to go out like him, and neither does anybody I know with a good mind. So we want to look at really what was going on within those last few days or his lifestyle that we didn't know about. I mean, there's things that an artist can keep concealed. So with that, this is Real Talk, Real Politics. I think I need to get off the air at some point because I've been running my mouth. And although I haven't heard from old girl to tell me you only have 60 seconds or 90 seconds, my sense is that alert is coming. Now, register to vote. Stop focusing on visceral anger of Trump. And take your energy and create your own movement. Thank you.